Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I'm just going to go straight to prayer. The prayer I'm starting out with actually was in a church bulletin yesterday, and I'm going to give them a little credit for this. I don't know who wrote it, if the pastor wrote it or someone else wrote it or if they picked her up somewhere else, but I thought it spoke. I had a young grandson that a young man that was confirmed yesterday in church. He has made his decision to walk with the Lord. We're all excited about that. And this was in the bulletin, and they read it as a congregation. And so I'm going to share it with you today within my prayer for this morning, for such a time as this. Loving God, you inspire us to work for peace, truth in the world, even when it is difficult or dangerous to do so. But often, we allow the distractions of the world to interfere, our pride, our prejudices, our fears. Forgive us for the times when our quest for power overshadows your quest for peace. Remind us of your call and help us to embody it in our lives. Oh, Heavenly Father, you are truth. Only you can bring real peace. May we be your people who speak truth, who instill common sense, and who encourage boldness and to stand for what is not just right, but righteous. You command us to love, and we can only do this through you with your heart. Again today, we ask that you continue to protect President Donald Trump. Help him to stand strong. Help him to lean on you and to trust in you. Bless Vice President Pence and let him be the strong encourager and confidant of the president. Watch over their families and keep them all safe. Evil is among us. We know this, O God. We ask that you will guard us from all evil, and help us to be your strong and vigilant soldiers, soldiers who put on the full armor of God, as we read in Ephesians, so that when the day of evil comes, we may be able to stand the ground, to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around our waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with our feet fettered with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which we can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take on the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And pray in the spirit of all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. I give to you this day and every day, O Lord, CSE Talk Radio. May you use this time each workday morning, each weekday morning, to speak to your people. While we talk politics, O God, we know that this land, called America, was established uniquely for your glory. For such a time as this, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. There's always a Monday after. I hope you had a marvelous Thanksgiving and that you enjoyed the special show that I prepared for you. I hope you took time to listen to it. No panic, though, if you didn't. It is on the podcast. All you got to do is go to the website, csctalkradio.com, and click on the Thanksgiving show, and you can listen to it. I'm working now on a special Christmas program that I believe will be completely unique. It's not going to be like anything I've done before. Oh, there might be a few repeats, but not much, because I'm going a complete and different direction. And I pray it'll be encouraging to all. And I'll leave you with that teaser. As I get it more put together, I started on it last night, and as I get it more together and a little more planning done and such, because I'm thinking about asking a special guest if he is available, and if not, I have another one. So, when I get it closer to being together, and I better be getting on it, hadn't I will give you a little more teasers. Today, though, well, perhaps you know you're doing something right when you upset the enemy. Of course, the haters on the left have very narrow shoulders, and while their mouths open with insults and vulgarity, their minds are closed to truth and reason. We say that with a little jest in our voice, but it's not funny. It's really sad. Very sad. So I'm going to share with you two unkind emails. Yeah, I get them. That's true. So that you can understand how important the fight is for you to get on board and start helping this nation. Now, I'm not sure how many of you made those phone calls requested by Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group when she was on a little over a week ago. But we lost that battle. At least for now. The PAC Act was signed by President Donald Trump, and I'm certain he is clueless as to what the repercussions might be and might have on the animal industry here in the United States. This is a bit off our topic today, but I wanted you and I needed you to know that he did sign that. We may have lost that one, but perhaps that'll encourage you not to lose the next one. So I'm going to share with you this email. He sent them, I don't know if it's two different people or one person that's, you know, just signing it. One is not signed, the other one is. But he sent it to me, and he sent it to Daniel Turner. And Daniel Turner says, I don't think we have a fan of our show together. I said, well, I don't think we did, but I don't think he's a fan of much of anything. But there's two different emails here. And it would appear one is complaining about the show I had with Daniel Turner, and the other one is complaining about the show that we had with Tom DeWeese, which was very popular with you. In fact, we re-aired it on Friday after Thanksgiving because it was so popular. So this is what, now remember, this is someone else's words, not mine. This is what was sent to both Daniel and to myself. Basically, your program sucks. You are so behind the times, it's not even funny. It's the end, all caps, of your hydrocarbon economy and your gas-guzzling trucks and SUVs. I don't know what he thinks I drive, but, you know. You are all eco-terrorists now, in my opinion. This will be, all caps, the end of your wasteful meat and dairy industries, as well your right-wing extremist lifestyles is destroying the planet. It will, capitalize, not be tolerated any longer. You will evolve and repent of your sins, all caps, as you will perish from off the face of this planet by political purge or no. Your American flags are drenched in the blood of billions across this earth. Every single USA flag will be burned. That's just one. You know, he doesn't sign it. He's not very kind, is he? No repentance allowed. We're headed into a break. When we come back, I'm going to share the other email with you. And it's a little more towards me, I guess. But I think you get the gist of what they think of rural America. Yeah, I think you do. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back.
for such a time as this. We know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home? Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. If this is not the same person writing these two emails, they definitely think on the same level. They put their all caps in the same place and make sure that they slap certain people in the face of just a little bit. But truly, they have no reason behind their hate. So he starts out this second one to CSE Talk Radio. Who the heck, he doesn't use the word heck, would live in a place called California, Missouri? 3 question marks. What does that say to you out there, America, about this person's ideals, this person's thought process, this person's lack of respect for rural America? Who the heck would live in a place called California, Missouri? Well, there's lots of us out here. There's about 4,000, a little more. Your radio show is an absolute disgrace. You come against AOC, a Green New Deal, veganism, and push your radical extremist right-wing trash agenda, which has, all caps, no place in this world any longer. The meeting is coming to an end, all caps on end. The U.S. military is coming to an end, all caps on end. The rich arrogant, brainwashed, I circled that, American lifestyles and wasteful hydrocarbon economy, which you all worship, is coming to an end, all caps again. America is coming to an end, all caps. If you do not, all caps, repent of your sins, all caps, and get right with God. You have destroyed a half of the world already with your insanity. The powers that be will not, all caps, allow you to destroy the other half. Nor will I. I'm trying, all caps in trying, to save the best of this nation. And then he says the First, the Second, and the Fourth Amendment freedoms. To help incorporate its best principles into the coming one world, democratic socialist world that will develop. But the harder you push your fascist right-wing American lies, the harder it will be for these rights to become part of the world to come. And trust me, there is no stopping it now. And then he suggests I go see this certain video. Well, if it's got the language in it that he uses, I'm not going to go do it. And he signs his name Jonah, Left Coast, USA. Well, maybe Jonah should come see California, Missouri. And if he's a vegan, maybe he should realize that rural America not only raises the beef and the pork and the poultry and the lamb, but they also raise the corn and the lettuce. Rural America is all America. There's not one state that I know of that doesn't have rural. New York is well known for their apples, aren't they? And I'm sure other things, too. He needs to play the farming game. He'll figure it out. How many of you have that farming game? That is an awesome game. I haven't played that in a century, I guess. He hates rural America. He hates me. He's never met me. And I'm a fascist. Well, the rich, he says, the rich. He didn't say which, he said rich. Well, I am anything but that. I'm probably more on the poor level. I'm here as a sacrifice. I dare say he hasn't done much of that. But the Democrat socialists, the rich, who want to make this a zero carbon world, you know, carbon is all life, zero carbon world, guess what they just did? They flew to Spain yesterday, a whole bunch of the gob of them. They flew to Spain, and John Kerry, and Bill Clinton, and Leonardo DiCaprio, and a whole bunch of others, they all flew to Spain to fight climate change. Now, one of my favorite movies is Leo DiCaprio's Iron Mask. Well, each one of these wears an iron mask. It is a fake crisis, Jonah. You're the one who has been brainwashed. You're the one who has been lied to. We've been told climate global cooling, we've been told global warming, we've been told climate change, we've been told the polar bears are going extinct and they're doing just fine. We've been told that the glaciers are melting and as the scientists go, they get stuck in the ice. But they keep holding on to their lies. Most Americans are figuring it out. Those who actually work the earth. Those who actually respect life. They figured it out. What if you realized, you woke up tomorrow morning and you realized you've been lied to all along? The scientists that come up with these figures are on the dole. They've been getting paid by these higher ups who want to push this agenda in order to control you. to control your Second Amendment, to control your First Amendment, to control your Fourth Amendment, and all of them. They want to work you against each other. Jonah, they want you to hate me. I don't hate you. I see you as someone who hasn't. You've probably seen more of the world than I have. I've barely left this little state. I've been a few other places. The farthest I've been is Toronto, Canada. I've not been to New York City. I've been to Kansas City. I was raised there, and everything's up to date in Kansas City. I've been to Springfield. I've been to Colorado. I've been to South Carolina. Drove those places and went through a lot of America along the way. Been to California. I've been to Florida. I love this nation. I love the people in it. But I am so worried about people like Jonah. People who won't sign an email that's ugly. They stand for socialism, and they're too blind to see how they've been taken advantage of, brainwashed, and fed a whole bunch of gob lies. One day they'll wake up and realize they stepped in that cow patty, and all they've got is a bunch of doo-doo on their feet. Well, from somebody who stepped in a cow patty, it stinks really bad, but it does wash off. It does wash off. So we have Democrats who all flew to Spain. And I can name every one of them. I've got a list here, and I don't know if any Republicans went or not. The article I have just lists the Democrats. I wouldn't put it past some Republicans to be on that plane, too. They may have taken their own plane because, you know, after all, it is a climate change. They are fighting the carbon. I would suggest you listen tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to have a very interesting show. Jim Steele of the CO2 Coalition is going to be on. He's not just a scientist who has studied. He's a man who has lived through the fires in California. It's going to be a really good show. And he recently wrote an article that was in Range Magazine. I would suggest, Jonah, that you order Range Magazine. It's only $24.95. And it comes quarterly. And I think you will at least see the other side, even if you don't agree with it. Don't just hate it. Now, I went to school, too. I am older than you, I'm certain. But I went to school, too. And I was fed a bunch of lies as well. But for some reason, I never did really buy them. I never did buy the global warming. And right now, I could use a little global warming. I never did buy the global cooling, and I don't buy the global warming. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm going to have a surprise guest when we come back. Got a little teaser there. And if you want to call and talk about the hate mail, you're welcome. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse. of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-759-5081. That's 800-759-5081. 800-759-5081.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I do have a special guest, and we're just going to kind of tease you a little bit today. So we have a gentleman named Clayton that's going to be on. Clayton, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Beth. How are you doing? Can you hear me okay?
I can. I can hear you just fine. Did you hear any part of the show that I got some hate mail this week and or over the weekend? And
I actually did hear the last probably about 10 minutes as you were talking about the climate change hate mail that you got. So that was really interesting.
And Agenda 21.
I didn't hear that part.
The one show was, who the heck lives in California, Missouri?
Yeah.
Well, I do. Anyway. Clayton is with a group that they have something special they're going to offer for Christmas. And we're going to talk all about that on Thursday, but we're going to kind of tease you just a little bit today. So, Clayton, you want to give a little teaser out?
Yeah. So me and my partners here, we started up our company. So we have trendingpolitics.com. And basically, back in 2015, we saw that there's massive amounts of misinformation in the liberal media. I was never into the huge political world beforehand, but I was always a conservative. And in 2015, I saw when Trump announced that he was going to be running for president, I saw what he was saying as opposed to what the media said he was saying. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to use the skills that I learned in business to build social media presences and build websites and really get information out. And I started a Facebook page called Donald Trump is My President. It's not the name of the page now. We've changed it since he's been elected. But the page really took off and went viral because all I did was spent all day debunking all of the different myths of the liberal media, what they would say about Trump, what they would say he said. Oh, they said he wants to – that he hates all immigrants and all Mexicans and all everything. And I'm like, well, no, that's actually not what he said. So let's carve this out and let's see what he really said, things like that. And so and ever since then, it kind of just took on a life of its own. And now it's just something that we do on a full-time basis on trendingpolitics.com of just debunking the liberal media and bringing the news of the day really from like a conservative standpoint. We also have an e-commerce side of our site as well, where we provide people with, you know, low-priced Trump products, really good stuff as well. We have our own fulfillment center in Olathe, Kansas, and our own customer service center in Minnesota as well. So, yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Definitely this world of politics keeps getting crazier. In the year 2020, as you know, I'm sure it's going to be probably one of the most wildest elections we've ever seen.
Seen
in a long time. Probably even more contentious than the 2016 election. I think that as crazy as the 2016 election was, I think the Democrats and the left are going to be even more ferocious now because they actually know he can win now. In 2016, they didn't think he could really win, and they were shocked to their core when he did. But in 2020, when they see football stadiums being packed with tens of thousands of people, where there is just as much excitement now, exactly, still. It's almost as if it was, you know, remember that day in, you know, November of 2016, the day before the election, I believe he went to something like 8 to 10 different states, all packed houses, and there's just as much energy now as there was on that day. And it's something that gets me really, really excited.
Well, it is exciting, and it's exciting because it isn't really about President Donald Trump. It's about the people. And that's something the politicians in D.C., they miss it altogether, but they try to manipulate the people, and they own the news sources now, and even some of those that I trust, and you've probably found this out too, Clayton, they'll word a sentence in such a way that it's more derogatory than it is just news. And, you know, there's different sources, you know, that I've seen, some that we rely on for conservative sources, hopefully for truth, and how they'll slant that one little sentence. Why did they word it like that? You know, well, of course, it has to do with the writer. You know, and
so, yeah, actually, I'm sorry. I was just going to mention on that topic, about 2 weeks ago, I interviewed Scott Adams, the creator of the Dilbert comics, and he's done a lot of political commentary ever since Trump announced. And so he talks a lot about psychology, persuasion, and one of the things we talked about, because he just launched a new book, and one of the things we talked about is in his book, he talks about something called the one variable illusion, where basically the Democrats are really good at framing things. So with this whole impeachment, you know, charade, instead of framing it as President Trump was researching corruption from the people who are, you know, children of our elected officials, they say he was digging up dirt on a political, on a future, on a 2020 political opponent. And they will use that framing until they beat it to death, because the more and more they repeat it on the airwaves, the more and more people who aren't paying really close attention, because let's be honest, everyone listening to this radio show right now, everyone on our website, they're people very interested in politics. But not everyone is living and breathing politics every single day. So when they see the local news on at their house or at a family member's house, since so much of the media skews left, what they're going to say is, they're going to hear is, and today President Trump was digging up dirt on a political opponent, and the calls for the transcripts, blah, blah, blah. But they don't have the time to go and actually research, so that's why it's important, more important than ever, to really get out there to educate yourself and educate other people, because the amount of misinformation is just still crazy. And what I think is even more insane is that the Democrats, or the liberal media in specifically, is using the same tactics now than they were using in 2016. And for some reason, they think that by doing the same thing, they're going to get a different result. And as we all know, that's the definition of insanity. So it's really the way that the Democrats frame things, the way that they position their arguments, is basically it doesn't allow room for an actual conversation or an actual debate. It's just, well, instead of saying, what do you think President Trump did? They say, do you think it's wrong that President Trump asked to dig up dirt on a political opponent? And it's like, when you frame the question in that way, you're going to get a different answer. It's like if I were to ask our audience, it's like, hey, is it okay? Do you think it was okay for Beth to steal my car? And it's like, it doesn't matter if it actually happened. It doesn't matter if it
what
actually
kind of car
happened
was
the
it?
Way I framed it. Exactly. Yeah. So it's like, obviously, it doesn't matter if something actually happened, whether it's a fact or not, but the way I framed the question is influential in and of itself. And so I just find that very
absolutely
interesting.
Well, and you do you still have the trendingpolitics.com with the news?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's what we do. So we have content okay. Every single day up there, trendingpolitics.com.
So I do want to encourage them to visit that. But come Thursday, we're going to talk politics again with Al, and he is your partner, and we're going to talk about some of the e-commerce side of it, that they've got some specials offered, and one happens to be a commemorative coin, and so we're going to offer that in a special way to my listeners, and I think it'll be really exciting. And, you know, it is what you said about you weren't involved in politics, but you were always conservative. The thing about conservatives, and we're just about out of time for this segment, Clayton, but the thing about conservatives is they want to be left alone. They just want to be left alone, and that is rural America in its form. And I know you're not necessarily from rural America, but conservatives, they're relying on that Constitution and that Bill of Rights, and unfortunately we have trusted the elected officials to make sure that our liberties and our freedoms and our independence are protected. And they have not. And we can't blame anybody but ourselves. And I am the same way you are. I wasn't involved. And then all of a sudden you wake up and you think, oh my gosh, what has happened? And you have that wake-up call. And then you get involved. And I appreciate that, Clayton. I appreciate that heart. Thank you so much for teasing us today, and we will talk to you later. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. What about that hate mail? What do you think about that? I've got some good mail, too, because I always like to share a little bit of happiness as well. And we will be right back.
How would you like to save up to $500 on your next vacation package? Any vacation package anywhere in the world. Just call Superior Travel and mention the code radio and save up to $500. We'll design a custom, fantastic vacation just for you with all the bells and whistles. Not some cookie-cutter vacation, but a unique, all-included vacation customized by one of our exclusive travel experts. And our service is completely free. You pay nothing more. So why waste your time? Let us do it for you. We've got over 100 years of travel experience to help create the perfect trip for you. Call now and learn how to save up to $500 on your next custom vacation. Pick up the phone, call Superior Travel, and use the code word radio.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow, and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day.
You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow, and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We've been talking about the email that I got, the two emails that were a little bit unkind. And it's not that it bothers me that they're unkind. They have the First Amendment right to disagree. I guess they have a First Amendment right to be vulgar with their language, and he could have been worse, or she. But it's how it is said. And the fact that the left absolutely hate rural America just absolutely blows my mind. Now, I was born in the city. Now, I granted it was Kansas City, which is just an overgrown cow town. But it's a city. And I was in the suburb of Raytown. I moved in the middle of my freshman year in high school to a little town called Jamestown, Missouri. Lived down in a holler. You can see the Missouri River Bluffs. Beautiful place that Daddy bought. He wanted to get away from the hustle and the bustle of the city, and they had kind of a joke there in the little store in Jamestown. And kind of took little wages, I guess, of how long we'd stay on Green Acres. And we stayed there. Till Papa died. What makes me aware of truth and how important it is, I guess, is the lies that we're being told. The brainwashing of all our youngsters in public school, in our colleges, our universities, the media. This climate change crisis is a hoax with a capital H. And no, Jonah, I'm not behind the times. I have been staying up with the times. I know things that you do not know.
We will talk about the California fires tomorrow. Someone who has actually lived in it. Someone who actually knows what's going on. I heard a commercial this morning about Smokey Bear. Smokey Bear came up and hugged a camper after she put out her campfire.
Uh-oh.
And doused it with water to make sure it was out. So Smokey Bear came up and hugged her, and she was telling the ranger, and he said he was just thanking you. But first of all, I don't want to be hugged by a bear. Second of all, those fires were not started by climate change. It is a man-made condition, but it has nothing to do with climate change, and we will discuss that tomorrow. John Kerry has recruited several people, as Nancy Pelosi has taken a plane full of people, to the United Nations COP25 Climate Change Conference in Madrid. I would like to go to Madrid. I wonder how much CO2 is used on those planes, on those jets. It says Pelosi's delegation will join almost 25,000 people and 1,500 journalists flying into Spain's capital to attend the meeting. Now, Pelosi will represent nobody because as Speaker of the House, it's against the law, against the rules, against the Constitution for her to make any kind of foreign policies or connections and such and such. Although it didn't stop her from going to other lands here a year or so ago. But John Kerry has recruited folks. He's recruited Bill Clinton, Jimmy Carter, the former Republican Governor John Kasich, we all remember Friendly John, Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Terminator, and his list of actors. They're all playing a part. Leonardo DiCaprio, Ashton Kutcher, I don't know how you say his name, and rock star Sting. Over 60 figures, he says. Do you feel safer? Do you feel the rescue coming? I added on, don't bend over. Folks, there has never been such a lie so put together. In fact, they didn't even do a good job of putting it together because you didn't buy it the first time with the global cooling. So they had to switch it up. They had to buy more scientists. They had to pay for more scientists. And some of them from the CO2 coalition I have on, they have been in that position before. And they were awakened as opposed to being woke. They were awakened to truth. One even was one of those that started Greenpeace. And he realized what the road was that it was actually going down. Those are the people I trust. Someone who has seen the light, that knows the truth, that put the science together. We had John Droz on, talking about the wind solar. You know, it's not going to save the nation or the world. And the United States breaking its people by trillions and trillions of dollars, breaking a nation is not going to get rid of CO2. He's calling it World War Zero. It's what John Kerry is calling it, World War Zero. Well, it's a big fat zero. Of course, they're talking about zero CO2. And since all life has CO2 in it, I guess that means there'll be no life left. I said earlier, DiCaprio, one of his movies that he did that I really, really liked, because I like swashbuckling. It was about the Three Musketeers, which were four, with But he played the man in the iron mask. There were two brothers. They were twins. The one brother was evil. The other brother was good. And they locked up the good brother. They put an iron mask on him. And at the end, they put the iron mask on the bad brother. Sorry, I just mirrored the movie for you. The mask hid the person. Climate change is a mask hiding the truth from the American people so that they can use you, they can tax you, they can punish you, they can take your land from you, they can regulate you, they can mandate you, and they can take away private property, which is what Jonah is what they want. If you're fighting for the First and the Second and the Fourth Amendment, young man, you better wake up. Telling you, you're a long way from home if you hate America that much. I don't know what's happened in your life, but there's a better way. We need to start working together. Find the truth, expose the lies, and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Ho, ho, ho! There really is a Santa Claus. Bill Federer brings world history to life at Christmas. St. Nicholas, Sinterklaas, Santa Claus. Discover the story of Nicholas, a 3rd century bishop of Myra, Asia Minor, known as Turkey today. There is a great history behind our Christmas traditions, Christmas trees, carols, Kris Kringle creche scenes, poinsettias, and so much more. Relive Christmas past from Columbus to our U.S. presidents. Visit Valley Forge, the Great Depression, the Korean War, and World War II. There really is a Santa Claus. $24 will put this book in your mailbox. Share your new knowledge with friends and family this Christmas. Send $24 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Or go to csctalkradio.com. Just $24. There really is a Santa Claus.
Ho, ho, ho!